we are starting Spring Awakening. For most years, I get out in the spring and I start chasing bears in those high meadows, or I'll start chasing these mountain birds up here, and I realize how much I've been sitting around during winter, how much that I have got out of shape. I start thinking about, oh goodness, I better get back into shape. But this year, the Life Outdoors family, we're gonna start something different. Basically, what it's looking like is we're getting off the couch. We're gonna start becoming more disciplined in our spiritual life. We're gonna become more disciplined in our physical life. And we're gonna become more disciplined in our tactical life. This is just not a workout program. It's just not a thinking program. This is actually what we like to call holistic life. This is how we try to live. We created a month-long program. It's gonna sound easy at first, but we're just trying to build discipline. If you do all the steps in this Spring Awakening, we're gonna give away some hats and t-shirts. It's broke down in four different things, right? So it's broke down in physical, spiritual, tactical, and community. Each week is gonna have those four things in it. The first week, you're gonna walk 1 mile every day. The spiritual is read one chapter of Proverbs daily. And then tactical, locate your spring gear, get the bins, access what you need. I'll be making videos to show you how I kind of go through this, but I wanna see your guys' videos. So that's where the next thing comes in, it's community. And this is the foundation. This is where you can start today. You post from day one and you post your starting line, and you can talk about any one of these things in your post. Okay, week two, physical, add 15 to 20 pounds to your walk, and then add a half a mile to your walk and try to do it three times a week. Spiritual, identify one spiritual weed, one bad habit that grew over the winter. I'm telling you, man, there's probably a bunch more than one. But start committing to pulling that weed. And then gear maintenance, deep clean your boots, get your rain gear ready, get new arrows fletched, and just really get after it. If you're gonna be muzzleloader hunting, make sure that sucker's ready to go. And then take this community post and show people what you're doing. Okay, week three, physical, increase your pack weight, train with some elevation if you can. Spiritual, get out there before the sun comes up sometime, and just 10 minutes of nothing but wild silence, and watch the sun come up and pray to the Lord. And then of course, you know, you're still reading your chapter a day, right? You're still doing your chapter a day. So that's gonna lead you into prayer. And then tactical, take 15 minutes and do some calling, and then make these community posts, you guys. This is one of the biggest things that you can do to advance the kingdom is to be able to talk to people. These will bring conversations up. People are gonna see you, and then you'll do face-to-face conversations because they're gonna see what's going on. Week four, get your everything that you're gonna hunt with, put it all together, and you're gonna go 3+ miles. Maybe we will set up a hike where we can all meet up here. Spiritual, start stewardshiping others. You reach out to younger hunters and start pulling them in, and then teach them how God is teaching you through the outdoors. And then finally, do a final inventory of your stuff. If you don't need it, get rid of it. If you need more, go get some. For the community post, start tagging your hunting partners, keeping them accountable. And we got a lot of guys around here that are on social media, and if we're keeping each other accountable, that's gonna be something amazing. That is what we're doing. We're gonna start this. I hope this is something that motivates you to get out. And I hope it's something that you guys will really like. I know it's gonna motivate me. It's gonna make us better humans, better hunters, but more importantly, it's gonna make us better Christ followers. That said, let's get out there. Let's wake that wild within, and let's move into this next season motivated and spiritual filled.